9:13 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Friday edition of the program. Joining us, we have the folks from Sun Group here online, and we're joined now by Mr. Keith Beaumont. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great this morning. How are you, James?
Doing well. Hope you guys are... At least no one's staying cool, but we're trying our best. And hey, we've got I think we're rounding the corner here pretty quick, so we just gotta hang tight.
Yeah. Looks like things are gonna get a little bit better next week, and hopefully we're gonna kind of be at the end of this big heat wave. And I'm certainly ready to jump into fall for sure.
Yeah, I think we all are. Well, what do we have going on for auctions here in the near future?
So we've got a few upcoming auctions. We've got our land auction that we're going to be doing. We're going to be auctioning off 750 acres. That's going to be coming up in September the 9th. That's in Sumner County. And I said 750, I meant 850. We're going to do that in 8 different tracts of land. That's mostly farmland, so... you can get on our website and look over there for some more information on that. Or if you need a flyer on that or something, just let me know and I'll be happy to send you something. Or you can pop by the office and I can give you some information as well. Also, two personal property auctions. Our next one's going to be September the 23rd. Hopefully, by then should be cooled down, but I think they will be, so we can... start kind of planning some of those. We've got some other ones that we've got scheduled out after that as we get into some nicer weather. Anyways, I think this one here at the end of September will be a fun one and kind of a good one to get kind of started again after that little heat break that we've had. We're going to have a lot of hunting and fishing stuff in that, maybe even a few guns. But we're going to have lots and lots of that kind of stuff. A lot of that stuff's new in the package, and there's even some knives and kind of array of things. There's also tools and those kind of things as well. Anyways, be looking for those sale bills. We should have those out here at the beginning of next week. Or if you want one, just give me a call. We'll also have it on our website too, but just kind of giving everyone a heads up of what's to come on that. So... other than that, you know, we've got a lot of listings that we're getting prepared. I'll be talking about some more here next week for some listings that we have in Longton and some other areas that we're working on getting things put together. So, a lot of things upcoming. We're just got to get everything finished up with them, and we'll talk a little bit more about those. So.
All right, appreciate it, and thanks for bringing us up to speed on all that. And today I know you have a guest joining the program, and you know, it's just kind of like radio where we have me being the tip of the iceberg a little bit on actually delivering all the information. We got all sorts of people work behind the scenes to keep records and do billing and sales and all that sort of thing. And a lot the same way in auctions, you know, you have the auctioneer who gets to take center stage there, but there's a lot more that goes on behind the scenes and a lot more people who make it work. And I know you have one of those folks with you here today.
Yeah, I do, James. And you're right. Just like in your world, same here. I know everyone usually just hears from me at an auction and all that because I'm the one running around with the mic on, but there is a lot of other little jobs behind the scenes that make it all work. So, and today I've got Gabriella with us. Gabriella does clerking. She does the cashiering at our auctions. And either job, but she switches back and forth between the two things. And she really keeps the auction going and it all kind of glued together in the process. If we didn't have her, then, we wouldn't be able to get people checked in and out and the right amounts to people. I mean, there's a lot. I'm going to let her talk a little bit about both of those jobs and what she does in each one of those. Gabby, why don't you start off by talking about when you're doing clerking, when you're a clerk, kind of what do you do as a clerk?
Well, as a clerk, I have to focus in with the auctioneer and be sure I just stay focused at all times because as fast as the auctioneer talks and moves on, I have to write as fast and be sure that I write a good description on the clerking sheet, and as well as the right bidder number and the right price. You don't want to get those things wrong. And sometimes it's a little tough here and there because you'll have customers that want to talk to you as you're trying to clerk, and it gets tough, so you have to slow down and stop the auctioneer and tell him to pause and ask him what bidder number and price that was and what it was that he sold, because you'll get distracted by customers. But yeah, it's just a fast-paced job. You got to write fast, you got to move fast, you got to keep up. You don't really get breaks. If you can find a break in, you can try to see if the auctioneer, like if he gets a break, I'll ask him if he can take over for a second so I can step away and get a bite to eat or a drink of water. And so that's really fast paced.
So it's kind of a fast paced job to where you're writing on all of those tickets as we're selling different items. And then the way that we like to sell things is we like to move through them pretty quick. So between me and the other guys rolling through the stuff pretty quick means you've got to stay pretty busy and concentrated on what you're writing down on the tickets because, again, it's real important to make sure you get the right bidder number on there. Also, you need the right price. So it's all right when someone goes to check out, but also a description of whatever it is that we're selling is really important too. So you've kind of got a lot of things there to focus on, and it definitely keeps it's a fast paced moving job.
It's a very fast paced moving job.
Yeah, so you have to be fully concentrated into what's going on. Now tell us a little bit about cashiering. I know sometimes you do that, or I'll see you a lot of time at the auctions. You'll be you'll usually start there at the cashier table, it looks like, getting people registered and all that stuff. But sometimes I know you just do that for the day, too. So talk a little bit about cashiering and kind of what that entails for your job when you're doing that for the day.
Cashiering is a fast-paced job as well in the beginning of the auction and towards the end. I have to check everybody in, and there's people that like to come in 5 minutes before the auction, and so I have to rush and get them checked in. But I have to keep track of all the tickets, all of the numbers, and to make sure that it all stays intact and in place. And also, whenever everybody's checking out, I have to, just make sure, double check that everything looks good, and they also double check that as well, and I have to check them out. But cashiering is just another fast-paced job here and there. But
so yeah, so when you're getting everyone and you're talking about cashing people out, you're talking about getting the tickets from the clerk that's got their bidder number on it, and it's got what they bought, how much they paid for it, and all that. And now, when you get all them tickets, how do you keep track of all those?
I put them in our little ticket bin.
Okay, so you have a ticket bin that you put all of those in and try it. Okay, so
yes,
whatever number.
And they're separated with each of their numbers. And what I like to do to help myself out during the auction is if one number has so many tickets, I like to at least add them up. And so that way at the end of the auction, I'm not adding up 50 to 100 tickets and they're waiting there. And so that's what I like to do.
You can already
help myself out.
Right. You can have some of that work already done.
Yeah.
Another thing, when someone comes up and they're registering with the cashier, what's the things that they need to make sure to have ready and available so they can get their number?
Your driver's license. And I always let them know as well whether they're that we take cash or check. And so, but yeah, that's what they will need to get registered, is a driver's license, and then I'll get you your ticket number, and then you can go.
And as far as registering people, so they need to bring their photo ID when they come in there to check in, but what about other people that may not be there? You know, I know some people call you on the phone sometimes and they register with that.
Yes, we have phone bidders. They'll call and register, and I will have them. Normally, they can just send me a text message with their picture of their driver's license, and then I'll get the information that way, or they'll just send it to me just by texting it. And then I'll register them, and sometimes they want to be a phone bidder, so then I'll call them for whatever it is that they, the items that they would like to bid on, right before, maybe like 5 minutes before, just in case I can't reach them, I'll give them a call and let them know that their item's getting ready to sell, and then I'll bid for them while they're on the phone. Or sometimes I'll just leave a bid, and I'll just bid for the item for them, and then if they get it, I'll let them know. I'll call them or text them, whichever they prefer, and let them know if they did get the item or not.
And let them know that they're the winning bidder of whatever that they have put that bid on. Yeah, okay. So, there's a lot of, and there's, so the two jobs, there's a lot of different things that you're doing. I mean, obviously, when you're doing cashiering, you're checking people in, and you're keeping track of tickets, but then also that's making sure that all the money is handled right, making sure you're charging someone right, making sure you're getting what you should be getting and all that. So that's kind of more of the responsibilities of being a cashier. Clerking, you know, is real fast tempo because you're constantly trying to keep up where the auctioneer is and all that, and there's a lot to keep track of, and it's super important because those numbers are what's going to go to the cashier for them to collect. So we've got to make sure that the right thing's written down, the right description, but the right price, and the right bidder, because it's easy to say to get one number off on any of those things, and then there to be a problem, and then we have to track down people and look into that. So it's pretty interesting what you do, and both of them are super important and all that to the auction, and you always do a real great job, and we have a real smooth auction because you, along with a lot of other people that's helping you do those things, because we have other people like Billy and other people that are doing some cashiering and clerking for us. And you guys have all done enough of these auctions where you guys do it real smoothly, and then we're able to have a real smooth auction. So we certainly appreciate that. So between the two of them, we're talking about the clerking and the cashiering, which one do you prefer? Which one seems to be the most funnest to you, and why?
I prefer clerking. I like them both, but I do love to clerk because I'm in the auction. I'm a part of it, and I can also buy things myself if I find something that I'm interested in, and I'll bid on something just because that's just what you do at an auction. You buy things, but yes, I do prefer clerking because I'm there in the middle of it all, and I get to, and I know everything that's going on.
No, that is really cool, Gabrielle. It was always neat, and I always appreciate, watching a good clerk, and, you know, they're always super busy, and, you know, accuracy is so important. I'm just a little bit curious, you know, how did you actually get into this, Gabrielle, and what prepared you for this job?
Well, I wasn't prepared for the job when I first started. I didn't know what to do. I was a nervous wreck. I'll never forget my first time clerking, and it was Pete's actually very first auction he had back, I want to say in 2017, and I was just a nervous wreck. I didn't know what to do. I was asking his brother, my brother, like, what do I do? I don't know. Help me, because I was learning how to understand Pete as an auctioneer. And his brother was there beside me. I was like, what did he say? Like, help me. I need a description. I need this. And so that's kind of how I learned. And you know, I just really got thrown into it. And I just put myself into it. And I just had to learn on my own. And so...
Well, no, you know, that's great. And, you know, this is one of those jobs where, yeah, you just kind of seems like you have to just get thrown into it because that's how you learn. And, you learn fast on that sort of thing. So I just always think it's interesting learning about other people's, you know, vocations and that sort of thing. And again, you know, I'm always impressed whenever I do go to an auction how, you know, they move stuff through. You get things, you know, right. And it's like watching clockwork. You know, when it all goes well, it's a really impressive thing to watch, I think.
It is.
Yep, sure is. And there's a lot of little moving parts that maybe if you're just at the auction, you're just kind of more focused on the auctioneer because that's the person that's selling the thing. It's got the microphone and all that. But there is all these other people that are running around taking care of all these things. So I just think it's cool to kind of share some of the insight of what they're doing and so people kind of have just a better understanding of how the auction works and kind of and what those people are doing. So that's why I wanted to bring Gabrielle on here today. To kind of let her talk about those two things. And hopefully we'll be bringing some other people on, too, talking more about that. Not only stuff in the auctions, but stuff in real estate as well. So we're going to try to bring a few more guests on. And if there's something that someone wants to hear about out there, any of the people listening, you know, just give us a call. Let us know, and we'll cover a topic that you're kind of wondering about.
Well, I appreciate you doing that, Keith, because I'm always interested in that, and I think it's a good to showcase some of the different jobs that are out there, even for maybe some younger folks who might be looking for an occupation. There are just so many cool and different interesting jobs out there, so I appreciate you having this idea to showcase some of the work that others do.
Absolutely. Yep, glad we got to take an opportunity to do that. And, guys, as always, if you need any help in real estate or auctions or have any questions about it, maybe just got some concerns or you don't know where to start with something or anything like that, just feel free to give me a call. My phone number, my cell phone number is 316-680-5131. Or you can feel free to stop by our office in Fredonia. We have two locations, actually. We got one in El Dorado, and we got one in Fredonia, just kind of on the northwest part of the square. And, so anyways, yeah, just give me a call. My phone number again, 316-680-5131, and we'll get you helped out.
All righty. Well, Keith and Gabriella, thanks so much for joining the program today. And I look forward to chatting again here next week with y'all. And I hope you have a good rest of your week and a good weekend ahead.
Thank you, James. Same to you.
All right. You take care. That is Keith Beaumont here, Sun Group on the Mighty 690. We talk with the folks from Sun Group every Friday at 9:10. And we have more open line just minutes away here on KGGF.